Now, slowly bring your attention back to your body. Feel the couch on your back, your hands on your lap, the light on your face. Take a deep breath in and out. Then, when you're ready, open your eyes. How do you feel?
Good. Ready.
Ready for?
Everything. The rest of this year. Graduation. I'm ready for what's next.
That's really wonderful to hear, Adam. The way you came in here today.
I know. You know how it is. A month into school, work starts to build up. I panicked.
Are you ready to tell me what you were feeling panicked about?
Wow, you think you're clever, huh?
What can I say? I've been your counselor for 3 years. I've learned how to use your own words against you.
That's cold, Miriam. I don't know, this summer was so great, you know?
I do. You've spent all your sessions this semester telling me about it.
Boy, the snark levels are high today. All my sessions? I see you twice a month.
Adam, I'm really happy that you had such a great time in London. It sounds like it was exactly what you hoped.
It really, really was.
But that doesn't mean you've come back to an entirely different life here at Yale.
I know.
Look, I'm not trying to burst your bubble. I'm so glad that you're feeling ready for all the next steps, for your senior year and whatever comes after it. But you were pretty unhappy by the end of last semester, and then you came in here today guns blazing.
Shouldn't we have had this conversation before the regularly scheduled calming meditation sesh?
Yeah, that would have been my first choice, but you insisted on telling me about each and every production you saw at the Globe.
I mean, Much Ado About Nothing and Twelfth Night? That's the dream right there.
Adam.
I got invited to a party today.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I was invited to a party.
Whose party is it?
My freshman roommate's current roommate. Such close friends of mine, clearly.
Are you going to go?
I don't know. It's just some dumb beginning of the end senior party. Pretty sure I was only invited because they want as many people as possible to show.
Is it useful to speculate on the motivations of other people?
No.
Do you want to go?
Honestly, not even a little bit. I hate parties, and there's a reason I moved out of Saybrook after freshman year. Those guys weren't exactly my kind of people, and hanging out with them now that we're all actually legal drinking age sounds terrible.
So what's the issue? Don't go.
No, I know. Obviously, I'm not going to go, but it reminded me that I don't get invited to a lot of parties. Or really anything that's not for school or clubs.
You like school and clubs.
I know, but...
Adam, I get it. I see this all the time. I think the kids call it FOMO.
No one calls it that.
Whatever you want to call it, you're worried that you're going to miss out on some crucial part of college.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Have you had a good time here?
Better than I could have ever dreamed. I mean, it's been stressful as hell, but I was expecting that, and I can handle that. I know I still got a whole year left, but I'm really proud of what I've done here. But what if that's not enough? What if I did it all wrong?
I don't think that's the right question. I think when these feelings come up, you need to ask yourself if you're worried you're missing out on things you'd actually enjoy, or if you're just disappointed that you're not some version of yourself you think other people want you to be.
But what if I don't know which one it is? What if there is a version of me that does enjoy those things, and I've been too much of a stubborn coward to find that out?
Maybe start with an even simpler question, then. Who do you want to be?
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. Episode 1, Qui Tu Vis Esse, by Lauren Shippen.
I told you, we don't have an espresso.
Oh my god, stop texting me in class, you slacker.
That's not going to be strong enough. Then maybe go to a Starbucks or something.
I don't have time.
And I don't have the ability to make you a red eye.
Oh my god, fine. I'll take the largest dark roast you can give me. Load it up on sugar while you're at it.
Make that too. Hey, Dylan. How's it going?
Oh my god, Adam. I haven't seen you all semester. Where have you been?
Here.
Are you back in the dorms?
No, we got a place off campus like years ago. Dylan, are you okay?
I'm fine. I need my caffeine fix, you know? I don't know how I'm gonna get through the next few days without it.
You might want to pace yourself, dude. It's only Wednesday.
I can't. If I don't ace my statistics midterm, there's no way I'm gonna get the grade I need in that class to get into med school.
Midterms? Dylan, what are you talking about? Those aren't until...
Ah, shit. I'm late for study group. I gotta go.
Thanks for the coffee, Adam.
Could I get one more coffee? Leave room for milk. Your coffee, madam.
Ugh, bless you.
Wow. Everyone's having a rough day, huh?
I'm being dramatic.
Clearly, 3 years of living with me has rubbed off on you.
But Professor Peterson talking about the Constitution and that monotone voice of his all semester is really going to test my ability to stay awake.
Is that why you were texting me? Not like you to have your phone out in class.
What are you talking about?
The text you sent me about how Jasmine and Ralph broke up? You're totally right, by the way. It's definitely because of the way Ralph chews.
Right? But no, I was texting you before class. Wait, weren't you supposed to be in therapy? Did you not go?
No, I went. I was texting you after therapy.
Okay, we clearly need to resync our G-cals because something is funky.
Ooh, speaking of funky, we should have that weird beer we picked up last week with the fried rice tonight.
Oh my gosh, fried rice night with alcohol! A fabulous tradition gets more fabulous.
Ah yes, the fabulous tradition of us cooking rice so badly, we had to smother it in soy sauce and call it fried rice.
Hey, that was the first time we figured it out since then.
Where are we going? I've just been following you.
Oh, I've got to pick up some materials from Professor Beck. TA stuff.
Ooh, Professor Beck.
Yes?
Professor! Hi!
Miss Park, my favorite TA. And... are you in my poli-sci lecture?
I was. Last semester. Adam Hayes.
Right, Hayes. If I remember correctly, you're a pretty great writer.
Oh, thanks.
Adam's my roommate. We were just coming by to pick up the...
Right. Last semester's midterms. Come on. I think most of the material will be familiar to you. I know you haven't been able to attend all the lectures so far.
Yeah, again, I'm really sorry about that. I have no idea what happened. I thought I'd perfected my schedule and then...
You don't need to apologize. Seems everyone's registration was slightly fucked this year. That's what you get when you make a 300-year-old institution update a website. Anyway, it's not that different from the moral law class that you took last year, so... hopefully you won't be too in the weeds.
I've got a whole month. I'm sure I'll get the hang of it.
I have no doubt. I know most professors give their TAs the semester's midterms a week or so before the actual exam, but, well, I have a bit of a history of writing the midterm the night before I give it, so...
last semester's tests it is.
Exactly. Also, let me know if you want an extra pair of eyes on your senior essay. I know Sandamore is your advisor, but I'm always happy to help.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Professor. That's really nice of you.
Oh, you're my TA now, Park. You can call me Beck.
Right.
What about you, Hayes? Can I convince you to spend your senior year taking pre-law classes? Registration's still messed up. You haven't lost your chance.
Sorry, Professor. I sold my soul to the English department long ago.
Ah, well, that's where a writer belongs anyway, I guess. All right, get out of here. I have very important procrastination to get to.
Not even October yet, and you're already procrastinating?
My ability to ignore my work knows no season.
Fair enough.
I'll see you tomorrow, Caitlin.
See you, Beck.
Wow, is it just me, or did Professor Beck get hotter?
Oh my god! God, shut up, Adam! We've walked like 2 steps from his office.
I know you were thinking it.
Okay, look, I maybe had a little crush on him freshman year.
And sophomore, and
but
junior.
But I'm his TA now. There's that, you know, wildly inappropriate age difference, so no more dreamy Professor Beck talk from you.
You said dreamy. I didn't say
dreamy. Seriously.
Okay, you're right, you're right. It's not cool. Still. Fun to figure out after all this time what your type is. Enormous, muscly men with cheekbones that could cut glass.
I'm gonna kill you.
No, I totally cracked the code. We just need to find you someone that looks like sexy Frankenstein's monster.
Just say Frankenstein like a normal person.
But it's incorrect!
Come on, that rice isn't going to fry itself. Is this possible?
What?
I'm behind? Somehow?
On what?
School.
Caitlin, no you're not. Both of us are taking a lighter credit load this semester, even with your TA stuff.
And yet, behind.
You're being dramatic again.
Oh, so you're telling me you've started your senior essay?
Fuck!
Mm-hmm, exactly. Pass me another beer.
Okay, but I mean, we have until April for this.
Right, because we're idiots who chose 2 semester essays.
So that we'd have more time.
Or so we thought, but really, because both of us spent our summer slacking off.
Okay, we were not slacking off.
We now have the same amount of time to do twice the amount of work.
I'm not sure your math is right on that one.
Either way, I'm screwed.
Okay, listen up. Drink your beer. It's going to be fine. Neither of us spent our summer slacking off. We were both doing work that we can use for our essays.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure making out with cute British boys is going to be so useful for your senior essay.
Hey, I'm writing about Shakespeare, and I spent a lot of time reading and watching Shakespeare in the place he's from.
And making out with cute British boys.
There was one cute British boy, and we kissed once.
Meanwhile, I spent my summer making out with no one and to my eyeballs and legal documents.
Which is exactly how you like it.
Yeah. I don't know that it is, actually.
What?
I mean, I love legal documents, obviously. That part was genuinely great, but... Some making out somewhere in there would not have gone amiss.
Okay, so...
So...
Are you finally going to call the 100 people who have wanted to go out with you for 3 years?
It's not 100.
It's not.
Adam!
I'm serious. I know I was teasing you earlier, but if you're genuinely interested in dating, then maybe you should...
I don't know. Oh, just forget I said anything.
Yeah, you know I'm not going to do that.
Is that how it is? I absorbed your dramatics and you absorbed my doggedness?
Oh yeah, because I was such an easygoing person before.
Touché.
But I do know you. I've known you for, like, my whole life.
We haven't been friends that whole time.
Yes. Thank you, counsel. That's not my point. We have been friends for about 6 years now, and I know that you don't say things out loud that you don't mean. So what's going on?
I want more, you know? More than spending my evening obsessing over my planner.
I still think it's nuts that you use GCal and a physical planner.
Writing things out helps me remember them. And coming from Mr. I still wear an analog watch I've had since senior year of high school, even though it barely works anymore.
Hey, I like my watch. Caleb...
Sorry. But that's what I mean. What you and Caleb have...
Had.
Right. Had. I've never had that. Ever. I want that.
Yeah, well, be careful what you wish for. It doesn't last.
But you'll find that again.
And you will too.
Are either of us believing what we're saying right now?
Nope, not at all.
Cool, great. Wanna talk about something else?
Literally anything. Ooh, did I tell you I ran into Dylan today?
Dylan from Saybrook?
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you about the party on Friday?
God, not you too.
You don't want to go?
That's not the point. No, he wasn't the one to tell me about the party because he was too busy completely wigging out.
Wigging out how?
Talking about how he was worried about midterms?
Midterms that are exactly a month away?
Those ones exactly, Professor Callender.
Huh.
It's weird, right? I thought junior year was when we all cracked. Senior year was supposed to be a victory lap before we entered the real world.
Yeah. What if we cracked in junior year and then just keep cracking?
Okay, that settles it. I'm spending all of tomorrow in the library. Dylan! Dylan.
Oh, hey, Adam.
Hey, you look better.
From yesterday, you mean?
Yeah. Are you okay? You know, the counselors in the health center are actually pretty...
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
Are you sure? I mean, you seem okay, but you were freaking out about your midterms yesterday, and those aren't for, like, weeks.
I know, it was just... You ever have one of those dreams where your alarm goes off and you realize you're late and you go through all the motions of getting out of bed and doing your whole morning routine and going to your test or whatever, and then your alarm actually goes off and you realize it was a dream and you have to do it all again for real?
Yeah.
It was like that. Like I just slipped out of time for a day. Fucking weird. Anyway, did you hear about the party in Saybrook tomorrow?
Yeah, I did.
You coming?
I don't know. Parties aren't really my thing.
Oh, come on. We all miss you and Caitlin.
You do?
You should come. It'll be fun, I promise.
Yeah. Maybe.
See? Don't you miss those sweet, sweet bells?
I wish. We can still hear them from our place.
Heavy metal twice a day. Can't be beat. Oh, shit. Is it 12:30 already?
No. No, it's only 10.
Huh. Is that, like, the first time in 100 years Harkness has been off?
I think so.
Weird.
Yeah, someone must be messing around.
Isn't that whole thing locked up?
I thought so.
Guess some bell player is going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, I should get going.
Headed to Russell?
Yeah, no classes today, so essay work it is.
Fun.
Yep.
I'll see you Friday.
Sure. What the hell?
Hello?
Were you sleeping?
Adam?
Why did you text me like a million times? Are you okay?
What do you mean, am I okay? Are you okay?
I'm in Russell Library.
Oh my god, did you go into a senior essay trance? Is that why you totally bailed on me?
What are you talking about?
Dinner? Bad horror movie? We had plans, remember?
Yeah, I know. Tonight, it's only 4:30.
Are you looking at your watch?
Yes.
Look at your phone.
It's midnight?
Yeah, I thought you were dead.
No, I'm... How's that... There's no way.
I told you to get a new watch.
That's not gonna happen.
I'm just glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm a little confused, but I think I'm okay. I swear, this stupid old library is so dark, I never know if it's night or day.
Oh, but it's to keep your precious rare books safe.
Yeah, well, they figured out how to do that and lit lighting with Beinecke.
I don't think they had the same things figured out when Russell was built.
Stupid old buildings.
You love stupid old buildings. Adam?
Yeah?
You there?
Yeah, I hear something.
Oh boy, you really have been in the library all day.
No, for real. Does Russell have a basement?
How should I know? That musty old book crypt is your favorite place, not mine. Adam, what are you doing?
Standing in a broom closet.
Why?
It sounds like it's coming from here, like... chanting?
Chanting? Ooh, Maybe it's Skull and Bones.
What, like having a secret midnight library meeting?
I don't know what they're into.
Are you sure? I'm still convinced that you've been tapped.
That is based on no evidence.
The evidence is that it would be fucking cool. Ooh, a grate in the ground.
The intrigue.
No, it looks into something.
Like a secret room?
Wait, actually, I think it does. Oh my god, you won't believe this. It is Skull and Bones.
You're messing with me.
I am not. There's a bunch of people standing in robes in what looks like a basement.
No way.
I'm serious. Oh my god, this is amazing.
You have to take pictures for me.
What, through the crate?
I don't know. Figure it out. Adam?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
I gotta call you back. I'll see you at home.
Adam?
I gotta go. I'll see you soon. Caleb?
The College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Lauren Shippen. In it, you heard the voices of Miriam Katz as Miriam, Alex Gellner as Adam, Jarvis Johnson as the coffee cart guy, Hugo Pierre Martin as Dylan, Victoria Grace as Caitlin, Chris Gardner as Beck, and Brigham Snow as Caleb. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.